I will also disclose that I have no disclosures to make. I will be sharing with you today about a change in an entire curriculum. So it's all the courses in the nursing curriculum. And it's more about, what I have to say is more about the process, some about the structure, but about the process that we took at my school to ensure that this would be successful. And so we, well, all the slides came up rather than the separate ones. Okay, we'll just kind of have to move it along here. Interesting. Okay. I want to talk about how we engage community partners mostly, and also somewhat about engaging faculty, and how we prepared for working with our students to engage them in communities. So as you, I wanted to give you a little bit of a context for Bethel University, where I teach. We are a small private liberal arts college. It's a suburban location with proximity to a major metropolitan area. Each class has 90 students in, so 90 seniors. They are in the undergraduate program. We also have an RN completion and graduate program. And the diversity is about 8% in our traditional undergraduate program, higher in the other programs. So it's not very diverse sample. Our values include reconciliation and peacemaking. And also, our school values international experience quite a bit. I think it's a lot easier for our faculty, nursing faculty, to get excited about the international experiences versus looking for opportunities for involvement in our own backyard. And so this program will hopefully do that. Okay, let's see if we can move this down. Probably have to use the mouse, yeah. Okay, then we'll see. Okay, nursing curriculum revision, just to give you a little bit of background on that. This was really our first major revision since the program was established in 1982. We had, of course, had tweaks along the way. You always have those. But a first major revision. And it took a while in coming in terms of our discussion. We had several faculty retire during the process of our discussion about curriculum revision. What we did was move the nursing courses into the sophomore year. And our goal was to prepare nurses who have the desire to contribute to social justice. We had had service learning at some point in the curriculum, but it had come and gone. I think faculty were more enthusiastic about it, put into the course, other faculty took over a course, and then it ended up being dropped. So we only had it for about half a year. And then we also desired more integration of the cultural diversity content. We do at this point have a cultural diversity course in January term, and both off campus and on campus, last several years students have gone to Uganda. But we wanted to integrate cultural diversity throughout the entire curriculum. We started early with developing the community engagement part of the curriculum by focusing on partnership development. And so in 2007 and 8, we had an alumni grant from our school to work with our partners. So first of all, we held a community meeting with our potential partners, invited people, and just wanted to share our vision, brainstorm some ideas, get input, give voice to everybody who might be involved. And then we followed that up with focus groups with specific partners that were interested. We wanted to find out more about what they thought about this whole idea. During that time, we had three graduate students involved in helping us with this project. One did an extensive literature review of service learning and community engagement. A second worked on a community engagement manual, which we will be adapting and using. And then a third did the analysis of all the focus group data and actually was the lead author on the article, which was published in 2009. And that citation is in the PowerPoint. So a little bit about the focus group results. We met with 11 different agencies. They involved churches, schools, nonprofit agencies, and a long-term care facility. Some of the organizations were familiar with nursing education, but not all were. And so we found out some different things because of that. And through the analysis, we identified themes One of them was, of course, the importance of orientation and preparation of the students. There was discussion about what could you expect from nursing students. We talked about the whole issue of scheduling logistics, the need for flexibility, and of course, nursing curriculum and courses aren't always so flexible, so how do you match that with community sites, which need to be very flexible? We had talked about how do students invest and how do they match the organization? Well, they understand the values of the organization. We also brainstormed a lot of project ideas. What could the students do? And we also talked about the challenge of interacting with the population served. Given that our students came from a private liberal arts college, would they understand the populations? Would that be an issue? So we had some discussion on that. So implications then for community engagement preparation, we realized that we really needed to think about how we match students to the sites. You know, what were their interests and their skills? We needed to do a general orientation to community engagement, the whole idea of what that is and what the students could expect, and then a specific agency orientation, which of course will vary according to each of the agencies. So as we worked through dialoguing with our community partners, we fine-tuned our community engagement curriculum goals. Our community partners really helped us frame these. And they were to prepare nurses who will contribute to reducing health disparities, prepare nurses who would develop cultural sensitivity and competence, and then also develop a commitment to serving diverse and vulnerable populations. And so this then is just a synopsis of our curriculum, this next slide, which has starting with 2.5 semesters, starting with the sophomore year. We also have a foundations course, which is before they start these nursing courses, in which the students are introduced to the concept of health disparities. Now, in our current curriculum, that does not come until they are seniors, and so this will be a big change. So our idea was to start slow, so that students would get into community engagement sites and understand the community environment, their assets and needs of the populations, and then build up with additional experiences each semester, and by their senior year have a 25-hour experience, which would be mutually determined by the community agency and the students. And it could be a variety of things, from collecting data and making recommendations based on that data. It could be doing a health fair. It really is whatever the community would need. So their assignments involve a number of reflection assignments. There will be points for everything. We decided that's what motivates our students, we've discovered. And hopefully, we'll start with some of the external motivation. Hopefully by the end, they will be internally motivated to be involved. So that's our thinking about that. But we have a number of assignments in which they'll look at their own cultural competence, but then also look at the cultural competence assessment of the agency. They'll do a social justice paper. They'll do an evidence-based matrix for their community engagement site on a population issue for that site. So we're trying to tie in many of the course assignments to that community engagement experience. A little bit about the structure. We will have the students remaining in the same site for 5 semesters of their nursing courses, 4 to 5 students at a site, so it'll be a very small group. We will have an agency liaison and a faculty liaison for each site. We will need 20 sites, we thought, for about 90 students. And it'll be a variety. There'll be a variety of sites that cover across the lifespan, and some will be very specifically oriented to specific health problems. One is a family violence shelter. So some maybe are very specific. Others may be broader. Okay, let's move on to our continued development. This is something we're trying to keep in front of our community partners and our faculty every semester. We're trying to do something. So in May of 2008, the graduate students presented their projects to the students at our spring workshop, and so all faculty heard that, and that was beginning the process of engaging our faculty. And then February through April 2009, we met with groups of community partners. So our community partners started to get to know each other. And this was, again, to kind of develop and listen to their ideas and further the development of the curriculum. And then in May 2009, we had a lunch with our faculty and invited community partners, and several of the community partners made presentations about what they believed that students could contribute to their organizations. And this was the point at which we felt we started to see excitement among our faculty, when they could see what students could do for the agency. So that was the beginning of that process. Our next steps, this past spring, did I skip a slide here? Let me go back. Yeah, continue to development. This last spring of 2010, we had racial reconciliation lunches for all nursing faculty. They were led by one of our nursing faculty members who had had the training in this racial reconciliation process, and it involved looking at several DVDs and then engaging in discussion with one another about what we were seeing. And so this was a growth process for faculty. And then at that point, we also matched faculty liaisons to community engagement sites, first by asking for volunteers, and then when we were not getting the number we needed, we asked for people who we thought would have a good match. You know, for example, one of the organizations is a school where many of the students are Spanish-speaking, so we asked our faculty who are Spanish-speaking if they would be interested in being involved. Currently, we're doing lunch and learn sessions. We have an alumni grant for that, and that is focused on watching the Natural Causes DVD series. So we're doing two on campus and four off campus in the community engagement sites. And what we do is we watch one segment of the DVD series and then discuss that. And this has been a really exciting process, because what I've realized is that many of our community partners have never really framed the idea of health disparities. And we try and match the health disparities that are covered in the video to the site. And so it is, they're very excited and kind of enlightened by the whole thing. We even had one church who wanted to bring the DVD to their congregation and have one of our faculty members present that and talk about health disparities. So that, getting out in the community and showing the Natural Causes DVD series, has resulted in a lot of interaction and engagement of our community partners. Okay, then on to next steps. We do have a community engagement coordinator. We have funding for that from our off-campus office at my university. We have that funding for 2 years, and then after that, once we have the curriculum in full swing, we will have one credit of service learning within a course that will cover the teaching load for the community engagement coordinator. Then in February, we will be matching the students to the community engagement sites. We'll have them do an application process. We will be using our e-course learning system called Moodle to put all our information, have a file for each site, so students can access any forms or information they need about the site. And then we also are desiring to do more networking. We're applying for a mini grant from our Minnesota campus compact that we would like to cover a couple of things. One is to cover a couple more meetings out in the community, one each semester, and we would like to provide a meal for the community and then also an honorarium to the community engagement site for hosting the event. We also hope to establish a student community engagement council to help guide us in this process from the student perspective. So we would like to get some grant money to provide an honorarium to students. And then we will have the student orientation in February of 2011. We do have an evaluation plan, which involves all our partners, faculty, community partners, students. We have some focus groups planned for students, so we want to evaluate through the first cohort so that we make sure so there's two slides here on the evaluation of the curriculum. And I would just like to give credit to Community Campus Partnerships for Health, their website, which offers just a lot of evaluation strategies for service learning, and so we adapted and used some of these. And then finally, I'd like to summarize by talking about kind of the challenges and joys of how you sustain development of community engagement for a whole curriculum. I mean, it's easier when you're doing just a course, but when you're trying to work with an entire faculty, you know, I think that can be quite challenging. One thing that we have found is that we do have some turnover in our community engagement sites, and so we do have to be flexible with that. For example, one school system, the principal, who was so supportive, got fired, and so then you have a whole new set of partners to deal with. So they, sometimes we have to reframe who we're working with. Of course, the schedule logistics, I think, will be difficult because community engagement needs are not just on one day at one time. And you all know how nursing courses work. They're very tightly structured, and nursing students are also very busy with jobs and, you know, their entire life. And so I think that will be a challenge to have some flexibility for that. Also, the uncertainty in unfamiliarity with community settings for some faculty. For faculty who have been in very structured settings, such as hospitals, I think it's a special challenge to go with the flow, you know, that is often that we encounter in our community engagement sites. And I can understand that if you've been used to a structured setting, that can be difficult. I think that is one of the things that makes it difficult to get faculty buy-in, and I think that's probably been our biggest challenge, is faculty buy-in. I think another reason is tyranny. There's the tyranny of the urgent when you're a faculty member. You're so busy doing clinical, grading papers, teaching classes, and so you're thinking, I'm not here yet. This is not here yet. So we find it a challenge to keep it in front of our faculty all the time to be thinking about that. Then in terms of the joys, I am so excited about the real world, world learning. Our students will gain skills and the understanding for working with populations who experience health disparities. I'm very excited about that. They will become flexible. They will learn to tolerate ambiguity. We'll have to help them in the process, but that will happen. We are very supported by the leadership, both in our nursing department and our university, and I think that's absolutely essential. And the excitement, we are just really energized by our community partners and the whole discussion about health disparities. That has been something I did not anticipate. They've just been really, really excited about that. And then another outcome that has come with the process also is that we found that we're generating even more interdisciplinary stakeholders. Someone finds out about a meeting and they said, can I invite this person from this agency to come? And we say, you're welcome to come. And so, you know, we are really growing in who we're partnering with. So that is pretty exciting. So again, you know, I think the biggest challenge is getting the faculty buy-in, and it's sort of the process where when you do a curriculum, you're circling and circling and circling, and it's finally come to the point where we have to land the plane. It's getting very close, so that's our goal, to land the plane with the community engagement in our curriculum. Okay, do I have a few minutes for questions? Okay.
I actually have one.
You have one, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it does relate to the new essentials, absolutely. And so they've been part of our curriculum, but as we were doing our curriculum, they weren't quite finalized. So, but I think it is definitely related to that. I think for our school, it's more related to vision and what we want our students to be, but it fits with the baccalaureate essentials, yeah. Yeah, any other comments or questions that you have, that you might have? Okay, thank you.